majority staff in second shift as business and workload is more, so normally people come in the evening post office or work hours, so majority staff is kept in the second shift. That's normally on a Sunday, if when people are not working, they would take a rest, have their lunch, take rest, and probably they come in the evening. So that's the bifurcation of keeping majority staff in the second shift. Retail stores are operational on Sundays too. Retail store basically works on 365 days parameters, so they are open on Sundays. So most of the staff don't get Saturday or Sunday week off. They get a week off between Monday to Friday. So retail stores, that way they are operational, helping customers to do their shopping. Employee must report to work at least 15 minutes before the shift. So a shift starts at 10 o'clock, just an example. So staff is supposed to report at 9:45. They come, they will do their grooming. They will, this 15 minutes is used for the grooming part, the replenishing of stocks. There's a staff briefing which happens through the team leader or a floor manager or an operations manager or a store manager. He or she checks the list of SKUs available. A lot of things have been done. A lot of things has to be replenished. Section has to be neat and clean. A lot of things happen in this first 15 minutes. Store has a separate entry and exit point for staff and frisking by security. So when a staff comes in, he has to register his attendance. He has to be frisked if he is going out for a break, for a lunch break or a tea break. So there's a separate staff entry and exit depending on the location of the store. Staff takes lunch break on rotation, and floor level work is not hampered. Now, when a manning is done with regards to the floor, in a department, if there are two persons in apparels department or there are two staff in food category, the roster is prepared in such a way that at any given point of time, there is a staff available in the section. So if there are two staff, so one person will go for lunch at 1 o'clock and the lunch time would be 1 to 1:30 or 1 to 2, and the other person will wait on floor and attend customers and help customers. So once the first staff who's gone for the break or lunch break, when he or she comes back, the second person goes. So manning is very important. At any given point of time, there is a staff available for selling and helping customers. Staff, normally this register is called floor movement register. That's a terminology, that's a German terminology, generic terminology. Different people use different terminologies for this register, but basically a floor register, floor movement register, or staff attendance register or staff movement register is maintained on floor. Staff must mention the time out on the floor and movement register. So when he or she goes out on a lunch break, they have to mention the time. And once they are back, they have to, again, when they go out, they have to mention out time. When they come back in, they have to mention the in time. Frontline team is brand ambassador of this store. So the store team are a brand ambassador of the organization. They represent the company values, the company missions, what the organization wants to achieve, what they want to give back to the society. So the frontline team is a brand ambassador of this store as well as the organization. Customers are greeted by this team and assisted by them. A moment a customer walks in, the staff greets, smile, they start a conversation. So, and once the conversation starts, they start assisting the customer when they want to buy, what they want to buy. As per policy, staff is provided uniform, dress, tie, cap, eye card, shoes. As per the different organization, they provide uniform. The uniform has to be crisp, clean, neat and clean, well ironed. If there's a tie, the tie has to be worn appropriately. There's a separate grooming standard operating procedure which a store needs to follow. So HR person provides this to the staff, and the eye cards, there are shoes. Shoes has to be polished, the eye card has to be worn. So these things are provided by the HR and the staff needs to follow that. Staff must present neat and clean appearance in uniform and reflect the correct image of the company. As said earlier in the previous slide, the staff are brand ambassadors of the organization as well as store. So the appearance should be very neat, clean, and the personality should be very pleasing, and they should be ready and eager to help the customers. Proper grooming standards create the right impression. So normally they say the first impression is the last impression. So if the staff is not properly groomed, if the male staff has not shaved, if he's not taken bath, if there's a bad odor coming, the customer will not shop, they will not come back to the store again. You know, so proper grooming creates the right impression. It goes with the ambiance of the store. It goes with the image of the organization and the company. Every morning at entrance, security guard checks this and HR manager does a random check to ensure compliance. Since the staff entry is separate, when the staff enters the store, it's the duty of the security guard to check the grooming as per the rules and regulation laid by the organization. So if a male staff is supposed to shave every day, the security guard will check. If he is not shaved, he will not allow the staff on the shop floor. Then he has to escalate to the HR manager or to the store manager. So again, escalation metrics differ from organization to organization and it differs from store to store. If for women, for ladies, they can't wear long dangling earrings, so that as per the SOP they need to follow, the security guard can escalate to the HR manager or to the store manager and then they can take appropriate steps. Now if he is not following proper grooming, the guard might allow him on floor or he can send him back, but the escalation happens and the guard ensures that the right grooming is followed. Once the store manager or HR person checks that if the male staff has not done shaving, probably he can go out, shave and come back. But grooming has to be followed at given point of time. Uniform and grooming standards, these are the standards. If you see on the staff is wearing apron, orange apron, there is cap. So they are from food industry where the apron is a must, where the cap is a must. Here they are given, probably they are an airline staff where they have to wear ties and they are in a proper attire, the uniforms, the shoes, there is a proper uniform given and they have to adhere to that standards. HR shares the agreed remuneration details with the payroll department. So once a staff is hired, the salary, the HR department gives this data to the payroll department. So whatever salary is fixed, entire details of staff, joining date, his or her salary, date of joining and everything, all details are sent to the payroll department for processing the salary. At month-end, the HR attendance and leave details with payroll. So whatever the store is following, whether it's a hard copy of register attendance or it's a biometric details of attendance, it is shared with the payroll department and the payroll department starts processing the salary. Salary is processed and credited to the staff salary account in bank or on a fixed date of month or a physical check is issued. So once the salary is processed, normally the salaries are credited on 31st or 1st of a month. In some organization it's paid on 2nd, 3rd, it goes till 7th of the month. So once the salary is processed, it's either credited in the corporate salary account on that particular date or if the account is not available, then a check is issued to the employee. Payroll process is generally automated or outsourced. So nowadays there is a separate payroll department in every organization or it's outsourced to an agency. So once the HR department shares this report to the payroll department or an external agency, salaries are processed. Every staff have different salary and must maintain confidentiality. Every staff has a different ability, they have a different background. Somebody would be a graduate, would be earning more. Somebody who's a 12th pass would earn a lesser salary. So the staff are not supposed to disclose their salary. It's a confidential part and it's a clause mentioned in the offer letter and appointment letter. So they cannot discuss their salary and every staff has a different salary. Somebody who's an MBA would earn more salary, somebody who's then a graduate. So they are not supposed to discuss. It's a confidential matter and every staff has different salaries as per their knowledge and as per their eligibility. HR manager must supervise and ensure discipline to avoid loose talk, gossip, staff dissatisfaction as it may affect customer experience. There are again rules and regulation mentioned for the store front end team wherein they need to avoid talking in a loud tone or manner when there are customers. They cannot gossip, they need to attend customers. They can't gossip about any staff or they can't gossip about other employee. So there is a decorum has to be maintained and this should not affect the customer service or customer service experience. Performance evaluation and competency mapping. Key moments of an effective performance management systems are planning performance, managing performance, reviewing performance, rewarding performance. Now, when an employee joins, it's the duty of the organization to plan the performance of the staff. They have to manage that performance. A right department is given, right skills are provided, training is provided, right handholding is being done, the staff is ready to do his or her job. And then we have the HR person or the store manager, they review the performance of the staff, and if the performance is more than meets expectation or it over exceeds the expectation, then the staff is rewarded. So there is a reviewing mechanism and there is a rewarding performance as well. So effective performance management system drives more customer centric service and better store performance. So if a staff is performing well, he's given good service, the sales have improved, he's made rapport and relation with the customers are coming back. So that person, if he's eligible for a growth, if he's ready for the second role, if he's ready to take more advance, more responsibilities and ready to get promoted, the HR person and the store manager provides that platform. So that comes as a reviewing performance and again in the rewarding performance. It's a cycle available. Aligns employee goal with business priority of exceptional customer service. So if a customer, if a staff is giving exceptional customer service, he can be moved, this is as an example, so he can be moved from store selling department to a customer service department. So it again depends upon staff to staff, but there's a mechanism where the store HR person and store manager takes a decision jointly. Performance evaluation and competency mapping, again in this slide we'll continue what we have discussed in the previous slide. At start of the year, employee wise key result areas, KRAs set. So key result areas are basically the job profile of a staff which has been discussed during the interviews. So what would be the job profile, what work they'll be doing are discussed and are set in the once the financial year starts. So normally a financial year starts from April 1st April to 31st March. Different organizations have different financial years start date and different end date. So at the beginning of financial year, this KRAs are set and are shared with the employees. SMART goals are listed. SMART, the full form is specific, measurable, attainable, realistic and time bound. So whatever is the job profile of a flow manager is discussed by the store manager and store HR person to the flow manager or to a department manager. The key result areas, the job specification, what type of work they are going to do is being shared with them at the beginning of the year. And that has to be very specific, it has to be measurable, which you can measure it. It has to be realistic, it can't be the targets cannot be such that it cannot be attained, it should be attainable, it should be realistic and it should be turned more. So whatever job profile, if it's given to a team leader, has to be monitored, measured in a specific time, and there should be parameters where it can be judged and checked. At the year end, performance appraisal reviews are conducted. So once the KRA is discussed, it's shared, there is a mutual understanding, the employee agrees, the HR person and the store manager agrees, and they start performing on the work, on the job profile given to them. And at the year end, their appraisal happens. Appraisals are normally a measurable way wherein a promotion is given or a salary hike is given or a change of department is given. So again, there are different activities which happen post performance appraisals. Results are tied into employee compensation policies to boost operational efficiency. Now once the KRA of staff is discussed, the performance is evaluated, performance is checked, the results are tied into compensation policy to boost operational efficiency. So whatever KRA has been decided, the staff has been monitored, whatever is the outcome, whether they are performing, they are not performing, is tied to the employee compensation policy as per the salaries, and incentive scheme is decided to boost operational efficiency of the staff as well as the store. High salaries are paid to the most productive employees. So if somebody is in good customer service or is given exceptional customer service, somebody who's excelled well, they get paid higher as per the performance appraisals. Performing and deserving staff gets increment, recognition, promotions and motivation. So once the KRA are decided at the starting of financial year, it's shared with the staff. The staff is being reviewed and monitored. They have been coached, they have been mentored, handholding happens, they perform well. So if they perform well, they get promoted, they get higher salaries. Staff who doesn't perform well, they might get demoted or they might not get higher salaries, they might not get increment. So that decision is taken as per the appraisals. Somebody who's good gets motivation, gets promoted, gets recognition, gets certificates, gets incentive, get cash awards, and they get more motivation as well. Performance evaluation and competency mapping. Competition mapping done for employee strengths and improvement areas. So every staff, every individual has his own strengths and weaknesses. It is the responsibility of HR person and the store manager to map the improvement area and the competency as per their roles and responsibilities. So once the key areas are mapped, then the store manager does the SWOT analysis, probably the strengths and the weakness, where they can grow, where the opportunity, where they can grow, where they can be nurtured, where they can be taught, they can be groomed to a next level. So this competency mapping is done by the store manager and HR, and their key improvement areas are noted down. Strength areas are appreciated and put to proper use. So in case if somebody is good with customer service skills, or they are good in sales, they are given appropriate department, they are moved. This is just an example. So basically the strength areas are post, and that's been noted, and that's taken care, properly noted down, it's documented, and they are pushed in that direction. Gaps plugged within an action plan, training and counseling. So in case if staff is not performing or there are gaps, if they are not able to achieve their targets, their needs have been identified, improvement areas have to be jotted down. Once that's jotted down, the training happens, the coaching, mentoring happens, handholding happens, and the team ensures that the person who's not delivering starts delivering the performance as per the organization needs. PMS output acts as strong input for deciding the further career development, promotion, transfers, training and development. PMS stands for personal management system, or it's a software system that when you key in the inputs, the key in the output and input of the staff, it decides the further career development plan. It's a plan which the system takes it out and shares with the human resource person, HR person, that this staff needs a promotion, or it refers transfer, or it needs training or development. So PMS is a system, basically once you key in these targets, you key in his achievement, you key in the strengths, the weaknesses, it gives a result that okay, so and so person is entitled for a promotion or can be groomed for the next level, a team member can become a team leader who's performed well can become a department manager, or somebody who's giving a helping hand to a stock controller, that person can be moved to stock controller position, and a stock controller position person can be moved to a warehouse executive. So all these things happens at the store level. Somebody, or maybe a sales staff, is good in electrical work, or probably he or she has worked extra and helped the store maintenance guy. So probably that person can be, if he has requisite training or he has a requisite degree, then probably he can be moved to an store electrical maintenance person or a store admin person. So that can be done. If somebody is pursuing 12th, somebody is cleared a 12th standard class and wants to further pursue a course in HR management or a retail diploma in a retail management, that person can be groomed to that next level. Also helps to chart out a career plan for the employee for the short and long term and assess his or her readiness for the same. So once the person is groomed, once we come to know that the person is ready for the next level, his willingness is taken into account. The HR person or store manager conveys that, okay, you have done well in the previous year in this role. Now you are capable of taking much more bigger responsibilities. They can, that has to be coached to them. Their willingness has to be taken into account, and a career action plan can be jotted down and can be taken ahead. Employees may be assigned to different role with job rotation, offer, transfer. Once the assessment is done, once the staff is ready to take a bigger role, employees are assigned different role and a job rotation or transfer is offered to them. It helps qualified staff to gain insights into other department process. Now, as I shared the example earlier, if somebody is helped stock controller while he or she was a salesperson, he or she starts working as a stock controller, gains new insights, gets new knowledge, they learn how the stocks get inverted, how the stocks are sent on floor, if stocks are going out, what action has to be taken, if defective merchandise is there, what action has to be taken, whether it has to be sold in scrap or it has to be sent back to the warehouse. They gain new knowledge. They, whatever they were learning as a salesperson, something new they will learn, and they will start applying that in that new job profile or a new work role. It also helps to reduce the boredom and increase job satisfaction by offering variety. So since selling merchandise, apparel and food is a monotonous activity, there is nothing new. Once there is a department change or there is a rotation which happens in a job rotation, it reduces the boredom and increase work satisfaction, work office level satisfaction, and it motivates staffs to perform well and deliver in a better way. There can be a promotion or just a lateral movement. If a staff has performed well, he or she gets a promotion to a different department, or if he or she is stagnant, not able to learn more or not able to deliver more, there can be a lateral movement, which if there is an opening in visual merchandising team or if there is an opening in some other department, we can ask a person to move and start learning new things, which will help him to grow in his career. HR manager facilitates with an initial handholding till the employee gets the self-confidence and become a master at the new role. So once the transfer is done, the HR manager or HR person ensures that the staff who's moved or transferred or promoted gets initial handholding. You know, so what happens is he or she is aligned with one staff. That staff also does that on-job training. HR manager also monitors. Until the time the staff is not comfortable, the handholding continues, and once he or she is capable, the new role starts, the person who's promoted or transferred starts doing his or role, his or her responsibility with quite ease, and it's very well confident to do that job. Satisfied employees spread good word of mouth about organization culture and growth prospects, and in turn help to attract more talent. Once a staff who's nurtured, who's monitored, gets promoted, he or she goes out, spends a word of positivity about the organization. They go out and they say how the organization is taking care of their needs. There's a recreation area. The staff who does a monotonous job gets tired, can read a newspaper, has access to various books of management. The staff has been regularly monitored, coached. His weaknesses have been covered, adequate training has been provided. All these things in a nutshell are shared by him to his friend. A good positive note is spread out, and that attracts, if there's a hiring requirement, it attracts talent. So once a staff tells somebody that there's an opening in my organization and these are the good things which is happening with me, see, I got promoted, it helps to attract new talent as well and to hire. If somebody wants to join, that spreads positivity on the organization. Loyal employees reduce attrition and eliminate the need to get costly resources from outside. Since the staff are promoted, they are nurtured, they are monitored, they stay back in a company, the attrition percentage goes down. Number of attrition is number of staff resigning and going is the attrition. It's called the attrition. So once the percentage goes down, there is no need of hiring new staff at a higher salary. So somebody who has an experience, when we hire them, he or she will take more than 20-30% hike in salary as per the industry standards. So we don't have to, once the staff is promoted, we don't have to hire staff from outside or costly resource from outside, which maintains the staff cost at the store manager level when he's accountable for the profit and loss of the store, since he is the store manager of that, but he's the CEO of that particular store. During appraisal discussion, training programs are planned and decided to address weak areas. So when the appraisals are announced, when a staff sits face on face, one on one with the manager, the floor manager or the department manager who have noted down, who's jotted down the observations, he shares the good things, motivates them, appreciates them for the good things, and also the weak things where the staff is weak is being discussed. The points have been discussed, the areas where he's lacking has been pointed, plus the area where the areas of improvement are discussed, and also what training program will be he or she will be undergoing, that is also being discussed. Functional training helps the employee in his day-to-day working. So if it's a job-related functional training, If he lacks product knowledge, there will be a product knowledge training. If he lacks in English, probably the manager can guide, tell him that, okay, you go ahead and do an English speaking course. Or if he's lacking confidence, somewhere team building exercise is needed. If he's lacking in customer service related, a soft skill training is needed. So a plan is jotted down along with a discussion, and a mutual understanding happens. The course is made, the steps are explained to the staff there and there itself. Functional training helps the employee in his day-to-day working. Behavioral training helps the employee build a particular competency as required for the role. So any behavioral training, if needed, has to be noted down. That training has to be imparted. Wherever he is weak areas, that has to be covered. And once that covers, the employee starts performing. Right training helps in increased productivity, knowledge, loyalty, contribution to growth of store. So once the weak areas are covered, the staff gets more confident, he or she is able to perform well, the work satisfaction, job satisfaction level goes up. Once he starts performing, he might get promoted. So that brings into loyalty. Once he gets promoted or the job satisfaction is on higher side, he or she will not leave the job. And that will lead to a loyalty, and which in turn result into contribution to store. The training is conducted by qualified and experienced trainers, either in-house or external. Once the training needs are identified for the staff weaknesses, there are qualified trainers, whether who are inbuilt in-house, who are on the same payroll or working for the same organization, they do a training, or an external trainer is hired. Once the training is imparted, the staff starts perform post the training, the staff starts performing. Outside trainer has access to other retailers and helps in cross pollination of ideas and best practices. If an external trainer is hired, that trainer has access to the best practices followed by a different organization. So he brings in the good points from organization A and shares with organization B. So this helps into cross pollination and ideas of best practices. So the organization A gets benefited plus organization B gets benefited in that. That's the advantage of outside trainer. Store becomes a second home as most of the time spent and work. Normally a store is like a big family. As a store manager, the CEO is the head of the family. They spend 8 to 10 hours at the shop floor or at the store. So the store or shop floor becomes their second home, and the other family, other team members and other store members work like a family. Basic amenities provided to staff include store hygiene, clean and hygiene with no health related issue. Store safety to be factored during the project's phase and regular store maintenance. So when there are more than 10 to 15 staff, it's a bigger size store, basic amenities have been provided to have their lunch. Maybe a newspaper is provided or some management books are provided. So all these things are taken care of for staff, and plus they have been monitored, nurtured, they have been trained. So this all store hygiene and store safety has to be a very key important point. And while making of the store, it has to be ensured that they have a separate, they have a room for recreation where they can have their lunch peacefully, they can read newspapers, they can regenerate and go back on floor and give a better customer service experience. Bus pickup and drop saves employee time, also security for female employees. So different, since there are different shift timings available, or if the shop floor or its shop floor is a far off distance or the store is in a different place, some organization provides bus pickup service and drop, which saves employees time. And also there are lady security guards hired for the safety of female employees. Employee parking saves money for employees and adds to the flexibility of working hours. Now, most of the stores which are based in a mall, the malls charge a parking fee or a facility. Normally the organization goes, they have a discussion with the mall, and certain times the parking is provided free of cost to the employee as a benefit. So this saves the time, this saves the money for the employee, as well as he or she, rather than coming by bus starting early, they can come on a bike, they can come on their vehicle, and they can reach just 15 minutes prior to the shift timing. So it helps by saving money, as well as they can start rather than getting early for a bus or waiting for a bus, they can come on their own. Staff canteen or staff breakout room for rest and refreshment. So normally every store has a small recreation area or a staff room where they can If they are having a lunch, they can, if they bring their lunch or dinner, or they can have their meal over there, they can sit, have a lunch, have the meal over there. In case if there's a canteen provided by the organization, they can buy food or they can buy a meal at subsidized rate. So there is a break room, there is a staff canteen. Normally the retailers provide such amenities to the employees. Drinking water, hygienic and cold drinking water by way of dispensers and disposable glasses. Safety of staff, hygiene factor and safety of staff is very important factor. So normally there is a water cooler available or a water dispenser available with disposable glasses, keeping in mind there are a lot of employees. So the disposable glasses, they can drink water, they can throw the disposable glasses instead of using a steel glass, or if the cleaning is not done properly, the chances of getting the glass getting contaminated. So safety is more important, the staff health is more important. So disposable glasses are available with water dispensers, and some stores provide cold drinking water with hot water, with normal water. All these facilities are provided.